So the Medrash tells us the following story. Pam achat, one time, hayiti me'alech b'chach gadol shebaolam. I was walking through a great city in the world. Eliyahu HaNavi is talking about Italy. So he's walking through this great city. V'hayita sham tishchoret. And there was some great aristocracy present. Tfasuni, they grabbed me. V'ichnisuni libet ha-melech. And they brought me into the king's house. V'ra'iti sham mitot mutzot. And I saw their fancy beds that were made. Uchleg chesef. Silver vessels, uchle zahav, and gold vessels, shemunachim sham, that were placed there. Amalti, when I saw all this wealth, so I said, el nekamot Hashem, el nekamot ofia. The power of revenge, Hashem, the power of revenge should appear. Ba'alai chaver echad. So, firstly, he sees how well off the city of Italy is, and he knows how they've destroyed us. And he says, God, set things straight. And when he's there, one of the wise men of the nations comes to him. V'amali, and he asked me, Soferata, are you a sage? Are you a Jewish sage? Amalti lo mashu. I said something to him. I'm not going to say I'm a rabbi, so I said I'm something. Amali, so he said to me, In tomali davar she'ani shuel otcha, if you tell me this one thing I'll ask you, lech l'shalom, then go in peace. Amalti lo emor. I said to him, go ahead, say. Amalti, so he said to me the following question. Elokim, dayan emetu. God, and here Elio, so to speak, interrupts. And here, really, there's a discussion between the commentaries. Is this Elio speaking, or is this the person speaking? God is a righteous, truthful judge. Elokim Kadosh, God is holy, tzaddik, he's righteous, v'chassid, he's pious, he's goes beyond the call of duty, v'emetu le'olmei olamim, and he's truthful for worlds to come. U'makir barosh ma she'yeh basof, and he knows from the beginning what's going to be in the end. U'magid mereshit acharit, and he forecasts the end at the beginning. And from way back when, he knows even things that have not yet happened. He knows what will do, and what will ultimately happen. You remember, this was one of the first lines in Tanat Ve'elio, that God keeps looking out for the good and does not look for the bad. If you look back, we had this before, that in the second paragraph, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, so Elio began with, so to speak, a blessing. Blessed is God, that God knows what's going to be in the future, and nonetheless, he's always looking forward for the good that we're going to do. The Ashir, God is wealthy, he's got everything, V'samech b'chelko, and he's really happy with his lot, which is a very important concept philosophically. Because the basic philosophical question that one always has to contend with is, if God has everything, then why do you have to create the world? So he says, we have to know philosophically, God's happy with his lot. He's got everything, and he wasn't lacking anything in order to create the world. And nonetheless, u'chokhmato v'tvunato, with his wisdom and his understanding, bara ha'olam v'echino, he created the world and established it. V'achar kach bara adam, and after creating the world, he created men, and brought him to this world, and he created him for the sole purpose that he serve God with a whole heart. And the intent was that God wanted to have naches, so to speak, wanted to have pleasure from him and his offspring for all generations. But when men procreated, Zeoved lechama ulvana, the one went out to serve the sun and the moon, Zeoved leetz ve'even, and this went out to serve the stone and wood, the wood and stone. And what's happening is every day they find themselves really obligated, they're sinful before their creator. Therefore, when God takes a second look at all his creations, everything he's created in the world, so God says, Leilu veilu chaim, to these and these I gave life. Leilu veilu nishamot, to these and these I gave souls. Leilu veilu achila ushtia, to these and these I gave food and drink. Harein chashuvin ki veima uchaya. Uchishar, they're like animals and wild animals. And they're like all other vermin that God created in the world. And then God says, okay, fine, so then they're no worse than the other vermin that don't serve me and don't do it what they're supposed to spiritually. So, okay, they're no worse than the animals. Right away, God, so to speak, cools off. Then and God doesn't wipe them out. Halamadda, so you see from here, שלא נברא בימה חיה שקצים ומסים בעולם, אלא לרפואה לבני אדם על הארץ. That the purpose of creating the animals, the wild animals and the vermin in the world, is, so to speak, for a cure for mankind on earth. So this is Elio's, if we'll say it's Elio's speech, so Elio is saying, even though here in Italy I see all this wealth, and really Italy should really be destroyed, they're worshipping idols, they're going in complete contradiction with the morality God wants in the world. But just like it's been from the beginning of creation, God knew what would be. And God always anticipates the good that we'll do. And when we do bad, so when God takes note of it, even if God isn't happy with us, God says, okay, they're no worse than the vermin. We're not living up to our potential, but God still doesn't wipe us out. So now, Amali, now this Greek wise man said to me, אתם אומרים אש אינו אלוה, you say that fire isn't God, ממה כתיב בתורה אש תמיד תוקד. Then why does it say in the Torah that you have a commandment to have a permanent fire before God? If you're from the Zoroastrianism, so fine, that's why they have a permanent fire, they believe God is fire. But you don't believe God is fire, so why do you need to have a permanent fire in the temple? אמרתי לו, I said to him, בני my son, כשעמדו אבותינו על הר סיני לקבל עליהם תורה, when our forefathers stood by Sinai to receive the Torah, לא ראו דמות אדם, they didn't see a figure of man appear before them as God, ולא דמות כל בריאה, and they didn't see a figure of any creation, ולא דמות כל נשמה שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו, nor the figure of any neshama that God created in his world. שנאמר, as the verse says, ונשמרתם עוד לנשותיכם, כי לא ראיתם כל תמונה, God says, watch yourselves, don't attribute to God any figure, don't make any figures of idols, for when God appeared before you, you saw no picture. Ela Elokim echadu, but rather God is singular. Elokei Elokim, the power above powers, v'Adonai Adonim, and the master of masters. Shemalchuto kayemt b'shamayim uv'aretz, whose kingdom is extant in the heavens and the earth, u'bishmei shamayim elyonim and in the upper heavens. V'atem umim esh elohu, and you want to say that fire is God? Eino el hashevet. The fire is just God's staff, so to speak. When when we're told to have a permanent fire, that's to commemorate the fire of perdition. When people come to the temple, they'll see this extraordinary permanent fire. And they won't be reminded of God who's fire, but rather they'll be reminded of the staff of God, the potential punishment that is fire. שניתנה לתשמיש בני אדם על הארץ. And this step was also given for mankind to use on earth. משלו משל למה הדבר דומה. You could think what they say it's compared to is למלך שנטל תרצועה פלאה בתוך ביתו. The king hangs the whip in his house. ואמר להם לעבדיו ולבניו ולבני ביתו. And he told the servants and family members, בזו אני מכה אתכם. With this I will hit you. ובזו אני אורג אתכם. And with this I'll kill you. כדי שיחזרו בן ויעשו תשובה. And the purpose of hanging it is so that people repent, they do tshuva. V'im lo chazru ben, and if they don't repent, ba makeh otam uva oreg otam. With that he hits them, with that he kills them. V'chach ne'emar, that's why the commandment says, esh tamid tukad, there has to be a permanent fire at the temple. So that's always a reminder to us that, so to speak, God's staff is the fire. V'omer, and the verse that says, ki ve'esh Hashem nishpat, God punishes with fire. Yachol Talmud lomar, you might think the verse has to be understood literally. Talmud Lomar, that's why the verse says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Esh Ochlau, your God is consuming fire. Mashlu mashal lema davar dome. What does it mean? So they gave a comparison. Lemelech shayu avadav uvnei bito nagin shelo kashuah. The king saw his servants and family were misbehaving. Amar vanavu leavadav limnei bito. So he said to his children and his servants and his family, Dov ani alechem, I'm a bear on you. Ari ani alechem, I'm a lion on you. Malach hamavet ani alechem, I'm an angel of death on you. Mipri darchechem, I'm going to feed you back from the fruits of how you behave. So Hashem says, I want you guys to be good. Then I'm a God that's constantly giving. But if you're going to sin, so you should know I'm going to be the angel of death, so to speak. That's why the verse says, God says, I'm a consuming fire. God says, I have the potential to punish. I want you to do what's right, and then if you'll do good, I'll be good towards you. Lechach ne'emal, that's why the verse says, Ki Hashem lokecha esh ochlahu, Hashem, your God is a consuming fire. That means that God is saying, I have the potential to punish, so do me a favor, don't deserve it, so I won't have to. So the Medrash, to sum up, and here we finish the first chapter, the Medrash says that this Greek fellow asked, how come we have a permanent fire by God's temple if God isn't fire himself? And the answer that he told him is that's to commemorate that God can punish with fire. And even the verse that says God himself is fire, it's like a king that tells his family members, I'm the angel of death. What he's saying is, I can be. I have the potential to punish you like the angel of death. So do me a favor, don't deserve it.